Hello again. What's going on, everybody? Ike Feldman here from the Iketagon. Iketagon. What's going on? I'm back again. How are you guys? Hope you guys are having a very good start to the warm weather here in the Northeast. More specifically, Long Island. Hope you guys are taking advantage of the gorgeous weather and the many places to walk and be outside and be active. Hope everybody is being patient, being smart, being physical in a good way. Don't overwork yourself physically, because that can lead to the mind breakdown. In my case, I believe physical activity leads to building the mind up. Some cases, physical activity could lead to building the mind down. Meaning, if you hurt yourself. If you hurt yourself, that's going to be the could potentially be depressing. If everything is riding physically for you, if you need to be physical for your career, the betterment of your career, and to achieve success, because of your physical prowess, then God bless you, because I'm sure you're working hard. Whether it be an athlete or whether it be a blue-collar worker, like roofer, especially during this gorgeous, beautiful Long Island weather. Plumber, for that's tough. Construction worker, I guess it'd be called general carpenter, like sheetrocking, drywalling, spackling, painting. Molding. Tile, laying floor. That's very physical work. For me, I've been doing party tents. Like the tents that you see outside of restaurants. I've been doing that for almost a year. July will be a year. July 4th was the first day that I worked tents. And then at night, I lay in bed. July 4th of 2020. And then at that, I crash at my boy's place. And I laid in bed that night after throwing up on July 4th. Oh my gosh, I did Jameson shots. I think I did a couple of beers. And then I also did the Black and Mild cigars. And I get nauseous very easily. There is a story about me throwing up the first day I met my wife's family. Because I got nauseous because of cigarettes. Yeah. Hello, family.
Hello, toilet.
Yeah, I definitely drank too much my first visit and my second visit to my wife's country. So, newsflash. She comes from a very drinking-heavy culture. And I am a big, big, big drinker. I consider a big drinker someone who drinks like 4 or 5 times a week. That's big drinking for me. I like to be 1 to 2 during the week. I feel like my body can maintain that a lot better. But anyway, yeah. The second time I visited, I'm getting tired thinking of it. It's exhausting. You know how much drinking goes on? Oh my gosh, did I make it clear? You're drinking at 10 a.m. with your eggs, potatoes, and salads. You're drinking at 1 p.m., 4 p.m., 7 p.m., potentially 10 p.m. It's a lot of drinking and a lot of eating. Oh my goodness, the second time I went, my brother makes homemade wine. Holy freaking moly. So I think the highest percentage I've seen for wine alcohol volume content is, I think, in the US, 18%, 20% at most. Her mother's wine was, holy moly, put me on my ass. All the blood went somewhere from my body. And all the hydration, maybe? I don't know. My blood pressure dropped. I dropped. Holy shit. I wake up and her mother is rubbing vinegar all over my body. I smelled like a bad salad. Yeah, that was an experience. But everybody's cool, you know. Can't complain. The food's delicious. Alcohol's fun, potentially. In, what would the word be? In fragments. But overall, I mean, I feel like I love visiting our country, actually. The people are awesome. The people are awesome. Everybody's cool. Now, I don't know if it's just like a friendly, like, hey, you know, eventually we're not going to be so patient with you. Because I've visited twice now for 4 weeks total. And everybody's cool. Go back and check. There was a freaking Eichtagon episode I did on top of her top floor balcony. And I think you could see the mountain in the background. It's pretty cool. Pretty amazing. But, yeah. I don't drink that much. I'm about to go to sleep, man. I'm physically exhausted. So, love you guys. Thank you for listening, tuning in, enjoying every word I spew. I'm Batman. I just downloaded the 4K version of the Christopher Nolan Batman series. Oh my goodness. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. I've become a consumer. I've bought 4 pairs of shoes. Ton of martial arts shit. Ton of digital shit. A lot of content. Movies, video games. That's a lot for me. But I hope this is enough for you guys. Let me know. Hit me up. And stay in contact. Stay in contact, people. We need to be in contact. But not like in... I don't know. Take it as you may. I'm out. IKETAGON.com. Peace.